Blog Talk Radio.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with CC
and Trevor. Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join the crew.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Join me, Stop. Dahl Arntzen,
your
host,
charging them for candy.
Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hey, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a nonprofit 501c organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. I am your host, Audrey. We had a few technical issues this morning or afternoon, so I do apologize for the late start. We had to get the show set up and whatnot and Wi-Fi being down, but here we are. We are here to share information, stories, tips, tricks, anything we can to help empower people to live a barefoot lifestyle if they so choose. We have our website, barefootislegal.org, for more information, as well as we're on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. So there are multiple ways and platforms to get a hold of us, and to get more information on the matter. This is, again, Audrey, your weekly host. Saturday host, typically, yes, we start at 1:30, but we're 2 to 3 today, so we will just carry on, keep on carrying on. Hopefully, I will be having, Rachel is supposed to call in today. It was going to be at 2, but it'll probably be here in a little bit. So we will just keep on. There hasn't been much in the news. I've been dealing with stuff. We've got, getting to talk to a family member this week who still thought there were laws against being barefoot in public and driving. So we got to have a good conversation on that this week. Spread the word, so to speak. We will, had to message my hopeful call in today. If anybody has any idea, I don't understand, again, what the big deal is about it. People here, we were talking about the Mandela effect last week, and I've been seeing it a lot this week. People thinking just because you hear it that it's fact. And obviously those of us who are pursuing this and are doing our own research know that is not true. So I the psychology of it makes no sense to me. I mean, it makes sense. It's just people talk about wanting to be free and then they don't even bother to look up stuff for themselves. Looks like there's been a few stories in the news that were shared on the group. With people thinking that it is an issue or that it should be, you know, wrong. That somehow because we don't want to wear shoes that we're being or breaking the law, and that's simply not the case, folks. There are many reasons to do what we do, and that is aside from just, you know, fighting for our own rights in whatever way we possibly can, there's health reasons, there's, you know, physical, spiritual, mental reasons for living the barefoot lifestyle. And, you know, for me personally, it's physical and spiritual as well. I mean, it's all of the above when it comes down to it. So, if anybody has any ideas or tips or tricks, you know, that they want to share, please call in. The number is 319-527-6208, and you can press 1 to be on air, or if you just want to listen, that is also an option. If you have anything you'd want to share, and some people don't want to, they don't like to talk and whatnot, you can message us in one way, shape, or form, and we will get with you. We can share it for you or see how you want to do. Right now, it looks like I have Ms. Rachel McCarthy calling in. Let me let her on so we can talk about our TikTok group and any other thing that might pop up with us. Let me see. Hello?
Hey, you got proof if Rachel's coming
there
on.
Yeah, she should be coming on here any second now, too. I actually thought it was her. I didn't realize that was your number for a minute. She's calling in, too, so we can talk about the TikTok and different things. Yeah, that was
Let me just share real quick here. I apologize. I meant to get with you because I left this show blank on purpose because I was supposed to get with you to show you how to set up shows in the event of me not being available. So I needed that show, and I just forgot that I needed to get with you, so that's my fault.
Right, and it happens. It's all this at first. I was like, what am I doing wrong? And I'm like, wait, it's the beginning of the month. I bet they're not set up yet. So, we can do that for next month for sure. Have you show me how to do that.
Yeah, so after the show today or tomorrow or at some point during the week when you're ready, let me know so that we get this covered.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan for sure.
All right. So you said Rachel's on the line?
Okay. Yeah, Rachel's on, and I will – it looks like,
okay.
Yeah. So let me let her in so we can discuss what we need to discuss today too.
All right, because I have one other thing I wanted to make sure that we talk about, and Rachel can come on too because this affects everybody.
Okay.
Rachel's here.
All right, Rachel, are you there?
Hi.
Awesome. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good now that we got it up and running.
All that was I was not able to get with Audrey for whatever reason and figure out. I'm supposed to do a training with her. And my Wi-Fi went down at about 10 o'clock here, and it just came up, and that's the first thing I thought about was I better get this show on. So just bad timing. However,
yeah.
I do want to mention this for I want to mention this for everybody listening in, is that at some point we have to, while while we'll still be on Spybook as long as we can, that we're moving things to have our forum area up on our website. We have a forum right on barefootislegal.org that we're hoping we can get everybody to sign into, because I want to be able to communicate with people, and I don't want you, Audrey or Rachel, not being part of the group anymore because you decided not to use Spybook.
Right.
So we want to communicate right on our webpage. So if you go to barefootislegal.org, and there's in the right corner, and I talked briefly with Joel earlier, our webmaster. We're going to try to make that more prominent. We're going to – I have a list of stuff that I've given to make our website better, and I want to make it more useful. But as social media gets too restricting, and I'm still in Spybook jail until next Saturday. I love sharing this, so I
you
shared –
and your nudity.
Yeah, I shared an article from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. So it was in a newspaper that there was a board meeting, a school board meeting, and I shared it. And Spybook says that I dealt with nudity and sexual activity and gave me a 30-day ban. I asked for a review, and they said that they were correct, and that my ban will stay.
Boy,
so
this funny, but it's funny.
This is the second 30-day ban that I've gotten in the last 3 months. That was for nothing.
Yeah, I remember the other one. I called you then. You're always somehow catching
trouble.
So I don't want to
make it
I don't want to not be able to communicate with people because we've relied on Facebook too much. So we need to push. We need to push the website.
I mean,
and
I
that's
do.
Going to, but the thing is that on the forum, it's going to force you, I guess, to communicate on there with our members who are more devoted to the cause.
Which is what we want,
right?
Yes. So we need everybody to sign in on there, have an account, and be able to communicate on there. Because at the end of the day, you could change social media companies all you want, but barefootislegal.org is going to be that permanent thing.
Right.
So we're going to have to make that push. And I also told Joel that we need to make sure that our TikTok is mentioned on our website as well. And Rachel, I was hoping at some point you would be able to get with me, because I want to do what I can to promote the Barefoot is Legal TikTok. And because I don't I've recently learned just how to log in. That's as far as I got.
I need to update. I have not updated videos. I need to put some more videos.
And I don't mind doing, like, videos if I know that I can upload them. I don't know if I can upload on a desktop. I don't think I can. I have a tablet, or I could just put them on Rumble and let you download them. I don't know what platform I could use with, but I want to figure out a system.
That's been a struggle trying to get. I think it was Rumble we tried. It was one video for Broccoli Man, and I could not get it.
Okay.
That was I too am learning how to use TikTok myself. But,
So I do have a tablet. If I use the tablet just for uploading TikTok videos, I don't care.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because how else would we submit them? What was your – and then you have an email address, correct, Rachel? So that way if we wanted to put one up, we could submit it to you to
– Yeah, I do have an email address.
Or, okay.
Okay. I can look that up exactly to tell you. I can even email send it to you, Messenger.
But why don't we why don't after the show or at some point this weekend I create like TikTok at barefootislegal.org.
For email? I thought we had one.
Do we have that already? I haven't looked. I don't know.
Yeah, we created one. That way they could just send it. I thought.
All right, well, as long as you can log in and use it, I don't care what people use. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we do stuff more than Facebook and Twitter. I just want everybody to know that.
I have an easier time on Facebook Messenger getting videos and uploading them, I guess because I know how to use it better. I did try an email. I think we tried with both emails, mine and that other TikTok email when you would send me the Broccoli Man cartoon, and I could not get it to download to my phone to get it to my TikTok. I just had a hard time getting it. And that might be my problem on my end because I'm not very tech savvy myself. I'm just trying.
Same, girl.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying.
Well, we need to be figuring it out because you've got TikTok, and I've got Instagram, so, which I've been doing pretty well on there. I think, we've averaged about maybe 200 likes or so per photo.
If I know what
cartoon
it is that you're missing, then I can email that to you. It's not a problem. Hope I didn't lose you there.
Are you talking to Herman? You still there?
So whichever person that said they have a hard time uploading a Broccoli Man video, that's the one I'm talking to. So I could email you the video.
Yeah, we can try. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what you did. You used my Barefoot is Legal email and the other email that we use for TikTok videos. And
okay.
I couldn't get it from the email. Like, it wouldn't upload or something. Like, I would go to click on it and it kept sending me to this blank screen or something. There was something like that. I just couldn't get the video downloaded.
All right. We'll figure that out off air. That's fine. I just know I get messages from people asking if I left the group because I'm not posting. And it's just insulting that I spend all this money on advertising and I get shut down for just something so stupid. That there's a war now against parents who have kids in school, and I'm the beneficiary of having a 30-day ban because allegedly now parents are considered domestic terrorists. It's just sad that we're at this point.
Go grab one of those cats. They're going to fight. Break that up. All right. Yeah, I get it. It's very frustrating because you really didn't do anything wrong.
No, and I just, at the end of the day, I just want to run my businesses. I don't want to play games. I'm not a game player. I'm not a drama queen. I just want things done a certain way.
Why can't you just put on shoes? I hate that. It's not what it's about.
Shit, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that I can't do anything about it. You get somebody saying that they got yelled at, and then you get 40 people in there that tell them to do the drive-through. Or just put on flip-flops for that store, or don't go barefoot, and it won't happen. And you're in a barefoot rights group, and all I could do is look at it. I can't do any coaching. I can't get rid of the comments. All I could do is look at it. It's just pissing me off.
I had that happen in a messaging group with a family. Somebody started some random stuff, and I couldn't delete their message. And I created the fucking group. And it was so much trauma. That made me so mad.
Yeah.
You can't control it, but I guess.
Yeah. No, and that's like someone messaged
well,
on one of
the
photos
that the average person
about me exploiting my children.
No idea. The average person that follows us has no idea the reach that we have. And they don't understand. And they're looking at it like they might see one or two of our things every 6 months, and it's not a big deal to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that we're a nonprofit. They were just brought in by something and don't know really that we exist. So their thought is well, just conform to everybody else. But the thing is that's not how this is going to get fixed. By the way,
Right.
I found out that a couple days ago, somebody messaged me and said that we were trending on Twitter.
Ooh, we trended on Twitter? I don't have a Twitter.
So
somebody found a
meme that somebody that was not named Proof made a meme 3 years ago, and I guess some radical leftist found it and hated on it. So I spent about 11 hours over the last couple days just blocking and deleting dumb stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hate. Of course, I should have known it was hate.
Right.
We did get some followers out of it, though, but still, you get all these people that have no clue what we do, and so as soon as they see Barefoot is Legal, their thought is, well, great, it's comedy night.
Yeah.
Not knowing a thing of what we do.
Right, yeah.
It's like if, like now, it's not cool to laugh at somebody for being gay, but 30 years ago, all you had to do is say, hey, look, I'm gay, and everybody laughs at it. But now there's no laughter because enough people in the LGBTQ community decided to do something about it. So what we need to do is find enough people that are willing to do something about it, and we can make social change. If everybody's waiting on, if we got 100,000 people waiting on 12 to make change, it's not going to happen. And it doesn't matter how much money I throw at it. It doesn't matter how many videos I make. If nobody's willing to be the change, we keep what we have.
Right.
It's a big, big battle. It's a big battle for fighting social change here.
Right. And
but it's not like
it
can't be done, but the thing is that everybody's hoping that somebody else can do it, and they just conform and they'll say, I'm with you in spirit. I could say, let's have a team meeting. I'll have four people show up, and 868 will ask how the meeting went, but four will show up.
You're right about that. That's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's true. It is.
Yeah.
It's hard to get everybody on the...
Sorry, I didn't mean to take over the whole show here. I that's normally something I don't do. But I just had to get that out.
Had some social injustice you had to fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's true that people, they want to act like they care, but they don't want to be involved to further anything. But they want to act like they do.
So they do, but they don't actually do anything.
So I want to thank the both of you, though, because the only thing I'm allowed to do is actually to approve and decline members of groups. That's the one thing that Spybook will let me do other than use Facebook Messenger. So I have been seeing a lot of people come in and say when one of the three questions is, how did you find us? I'm seeing people say TikTok and Instagram.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
Funny.
We're kicking butt, Rachel.
Oh, that makes me want to go make a video. That is
cool. It's not like it's replacing the work that I can do, but at least it's some kind of people coming in because at least you guys are doing something.
Yeah, I mean,
I went on the TikTok, and
behind the scenes, I want to see if I can get with you to reach our TikTok community because I want to show you what I do, and I was kind of testing it out, but I want to get on the other account if I can and see if I can get you some followers or get us some followers.
Yeah, I know on the Instagram, since I started doing that, we're up over 500 more followers, so I mean, it's not
a huge
amount, but
it's
pretty good.
you don't have to put up a ton of content. Of course, it helps, but you have to be consistent. And if people see there's new stuff all the time, it's going to find its way to other people.
That's
if you put up one video every 8 months, nobody's going to care.
I know. That's my fight, being consistent. I made a goal. I did good for a while, but then I fell off. Man, consistency. I've been struggling.
Yeah. It's hard to do
if
sometimes.
If you're ever
so.
Struggling, you know where to find me, because I can definitely help. I'm just as motivated as I was 6 years ago. That hasn't stopped. It's just that
I
need to bring more people into the conversation here so we can make things happen.
Yeah,
definitely.
So what did you ladies have planned for the show here? Because I don't want to just dictate for an hour. I don't want to feel as though I've taken the show over and made you guys useless.
I was really just going to talk to her about how to submit TikToks and whatnot, see where it goes from there, see what we come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to talk
about conversation goes.
Please, go for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we kind of did already.
Yeah, we have a great show today, but we're still out at the same time.
So the best way for me to get a TikTok on is if you send me a video through Facebook Messenger. That has been the easiest way for me. But I do also have two emails, one personal one and one TikTok one, which I'm going to look up now and just tell you. I can also message it to you.
Okay.
If anybody's listening, then they can also write it down and know how to get it to me.
There we go.
And I always try and tag the person who sent me the video in the TikTok so they can also see it and get credit, you know, for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most of the TikToks that I have done, I've tried to do, like, trending topics or sounds because I know that that's what will go out easily. And then just put informational stuff out. Most of the ones I get from members is just them out in public, you know, being barefoot, doing them. And they get lots of good views, too.
So let me ask a question. Can you do a TikTok with a meme that I give you, and are you able to, like, put the meme on the screen and you talk on the other side of it?
Yes, I could do that.
There you go. You know how many thousands of memes I've made over the last 6 years? We can do this.
Okay. Yeah. That's something that we can do.
Awesome.
Okay. So, yeah, I have some ideas. So both of you ladies here, if you could just message me when is a good time to talk, and let's set up some appointments, because I want to blow this thing up. And I want to make sure that we're getting people to the website. And maybe I don't know how often you mention on the Facebook that we have a TikTok and we're looking for videos, but we can also – if I can get each of you to join the forum on our website, then both of you can put in there that you're the director of our TikTok or director of Instagram channel, and that
I tell people I am the PR for TikTok for Barefoot
Illegal.
Yeah,
whatever you whatever you call yourself, I'll back it up.
I think I'm already on the web. I go into Barefoot Illegal and I have a whole, what's it like? Log in and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I know I have the email for it. I just don't know if I have a login for the forum or for the main page. I don't know.
Yeah,
if I have
so what you do is you go on
check.
The website, you click on forum, and we're going to make this bigger, but it's very nondescript right now. It's like nobody will see it unless you know where to look. So in the
I have a hard time logging into it sometimes. I know that. The email for Barefoot is Legal to send me TikToks is Rachel McCarthy at barefootislegal.com. So it would be Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, and then period, McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y, at barefootislegal.org. That's the email to send me TikToks. I'm copying that and also sending it to you so you have it in Messenger. And then I'm looking for the other one,
perfect,
too.
Okay.
All right.
to put out there for you. Jeez.
Got it.
So, yeah, so what you do is you go on the form and then you just start a new topic, and then you just put in there that you're maybe if you create something that says TikTok videos and then you post in there and just say you're looking for videos to upload, and you can put them in here, and maybe that'll be easy for people to do. So they don't have to email you. They could just put the video right on the website, and then you take it from there.
That would be neat.
Oh, hold on. I'm not answering that. I'm muting
the phone
right now.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So talk to us. Talk to us about your barefoot life this week. Anything new?
I got to talk to some family members. We had the funeral yesterday, and I got to talk to some family members and educate them on the – there are several that still thought there were laws and health codes and that whatever. And I was like, nope, there are not. Look it up. So, and I direct them all towards our website and whatnot. But
– Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've not really been out this week except for work again. Yeah, I haven't really done much myself, but, you know,
I've done, like, gone to the store, Walmart, Dollar Tree and stuff, the gas station. These are all places that I frequent pretty often, though. And
most of the places I go often, it's like they know me by now, so they don't say anything. They're like, it's not going to do any good if I say something. Nowhere near.
Just
lately.
A stupid question. So, how often do you make videos of you actually going into some random place?
I've made a couple, but I can't find them. I've looked for them in the past, and I always think, oh, I'm going to do it. But I'll be honest with you, I got four kids, so if I'm going out, typically I'm paying attention to other human beings. I'm pulling out my phone and remembered to take the videos, and I want to do it. I try and remember. It's not on my high priority list.
I have one of me going into Lowe's the other day. I was going to share with you, see if you wanted to edit in some way, and I haven't gotten it to you because I couldn't remember the email that you sent me.
See,
so
I
will get that to you,
though. Video software program that's free called Shotcut, but I never learned it.
I mean, I haven't had too many problems editing on just the TikTok forum. I've been able to do a lot with it so far, but there hasn't been something that I had wanted to do and hadn't been able to figure out yet.
Okay.
Right.
Well, tell everybody.
Yeah, mine's just like a couple minutes of me walking around talking like an idiot. So. But I was like, I need to send that to her, see what she can do with it, because I am not a tech-savvy individual by any means. So I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time I have my husband help me figure out TikTok because I'm so nervous.
I was doing my hair one time and trying to make just a quick video just for fun, just to see if I could do it. I couldn't get it any less than 30 minutes. I'm like, I do not. There's no way I'm sharing a 30-minute video on me rambling and talking about my hair. I'm not going to do it.
Well, TikTok won't allow that. They maxed out at 3 minutes anyway.
Yeah. Right, but that's what I mean. Like any other form, though, I could do YouTube if I'd wanted. But I'm like, 30 minutes of me talking about my hair. Nobody wants to see that. Like nobody. You
there
know.
People who put it out.
So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I couldn't get it any shorter.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you go barefoot someplace and you film it, it gives people confidence if you don't get yelled at, and if you do get yelled at. You could show people how to handle it. And, yes.
Yeah.
No, no, absolutely. And that's, like, generally my main goal. I just, like I said, and I have that one video, because Lowe's, Lowe's, they generally don't care. I've never had an issue going into, like, Lowe's or any of the ones I've been to. But, so I was like, oh, I'm going to do a quick video, show people, you know, it is possible. You can do it. And then I forgot to send it to you. So, couldn't find the email is really what it was, and then I forgot.
You can definitely just send it to me also through the messenger.
Okay.
That's to.
Perfect.
But it would be good, though, if we could ever get somebody within the group that knows what they're doing. And I'm not saying to get a confrontation started, but it would be nice every so often to get one of these haters, because it would show why we exist. And if we can show the stupidity in what the opposition is sharing, then we can educate on that. Because when you have someone that says, I can't let you in here barefoot because you might drop a French fry on your foot and it's hot grease, I want to be able to capture that, because people legitimately say that in Facebook and Twitter. Well, you should wear flip-flops in a restaurant because you might drop hot soup on your foot.
I've had some people stop me and say, well, it's illegal. And I go, no, it's not. Well, we have a policy. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's out on that door. No, it's not. And then they walk away.
And even if it were.
But both of you are VIB members, too. And I would love to see a video where there is confrontation and you're actually showing your VIB card and they walk away and say, I didn't know that. Because that would actually sell the VIB program quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we set that up. I'm just saying it will happen organically. It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So
the thing is
that,
though, is, go ahead.
I was going to ask, how is Instagram? I don't have Instagram. I don't know. How is that?
It's doing pretty well. I've had some people submit things, and I've tried to share them. And then, we, like I said, we've gone up in followers since I took over, so that's been nice. Actually, just the last week, we're up another, 26 more people in just a week, which I know may not sound like a lot, but it kind of is when you think about where we were.
Every person, absolutely.
And then the more every person that likes it then shares it, or their followers see that they're following it, so they check it out. So, yeah, I think it's going fairly well, like, considering. But, yeah,
so what
I put a couple
like,
of...
Like, just send you a picture? How do people send you?
Yeah,
how do
you
we
can,
get you...
If you go on, you can message me a photo that way, or you can send it to me through Facebook, or I have my audrey.krause@barefootislegal.org. And then I save it, then I put it on that way. I've had, or you can just direct message on. Yeah, you can just direct message on Instagram too. It's Real Barefoot Is Legal on Instagram. You just, you know, message them to me and then I can put them up that way.
Oh, that's a good idea to say what TikTok it is. I didn't think about that. Real Barefoot Is Legal for Instagram, and it's Barefoot Is Legal 2 for TikTok. That's the one.
Yeah,
I have a
Yeah, we do. Some people like to take stuff over, right?
Yep.
But,
I have the Barefoot Is Legal one on TikTok. The thing is that I have no clue how to use it, don't know how to share it, I don't know the password, but I can get in on it somehow. I don't know how.
You probably have the password saved on whatever device you've got, is probably what happened. If your password's saved, it'll automatically log you in, so you don't have to remember.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So,
yeah, he could get into it, but I couldn't get into it, and so we just made a second one.
Okay. Yeah, I know for Instagram it was a different kind of story, but yeah, that one I've had to weed out a few people just because, like, one was because I shared a picture just of me and my kids with our feet, and they accused me of exploiting my children, and I was like,
they're going.
I'm not sure where you're going with that, but it's
Rachel, just like I told Audrey, or vice versa, you don't have to ask if. You think somebody's being creepy, you don't give them the benefit of the doubt. If you think they're being creepy and need to go, then they need to go. You don't have to give them a warning, because warnings don't work. You just get rid of them. It's fine.
Yeah, there are enough creeps in this world. I've learned.
Speaking of creep, I didn't get my usual disclaimer that this is not the group for the fetishes, folks. We want to keep it PG family friendly. So,
we don't even have to mention that. See, I'm so oblivious to that stuff that
Might not have to, but I still feel like I want to.
We don't want to bring any attention to them, people. All I know is that if somebody comes in and believes that that our good name is not family friendly, then they can go. We'll just leave it at that.
Well,
I think it's educational. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, we remain G-rated at all times. If it's not G-rated, then it can go.
That's all I'm saying. Yep.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, my goal is I want to make a video and put it on Rumble. I need to do more cartoons as well. Grant is underdeveloped. That's our Barefoot is Legal character. While I've been hitting hard on the Broccoli Man, I haven't done anything on Barefoot is Legal since I've been in Facebook jail, and I've only made a few memes because I can't post them on Spybook. But Audrey, you know where to find the library of memes. If you feel like you don't have content to share, you could always go to the well and share a meme that we posted.
I mean, yeah, I like to go to the page every once in a while and just pull out a meme and share it on my regular page.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's 6 years worth in there.
And I've actually considered using that for a TikTok, but I don't know how to make it yet, because a TikTok's not just a picture. I'm trying to figure out. There's a way to do that.
Right.
So what you do is you have it set up where you talk on the left or right, and then the other side is the meme, and then you talk about the meme.
Okay. Yes. I want to do one. We could talk about two things I'd like to talk about, if you don't mind. One, I've been thinking of making a TikTok about grounding, just basic grounding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Walk around outside and saying, hey, this is grounding, where your feet touches the earth, and, you know, essentially you're exchanging electrons with the planet and recharging your body. Just like it's good to let the sun touch your skin and recharge you, you get it from the earth and walking barefoot. But I'm worried that, like, I'm just going to put something out there and have a lot of people go, well, that's not what that's all about at all, and tell me that I'm not right. Getting the right information. I'm worried about putting the wrong information in the TikTok about it. That's what I'm worried about.
Right.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, but you generally know your stuff, I think, and if you aren't sure, just, look into it a little bit more, and you'd be able to get it.
I mean, yeah,
and
I
also,
watched.
Just
talking
remember, if it's a TikTok, you're not going to be able to say a lot, so all you have to do is be quick with certain points and get off there.
Okay. Okay.
It gives you a chance to not over-talk.
Yes.
So all you have to do is say that going barefoot outside for an hour a day has just as much or more natural vitamin D as taking a
pill or whatever.
Supplement?
Yeah,
well,
I was trying to think of the right word, a gel cap.
Right now, everybody says every doctor says that everybody is vitamin D deficient. At least a lot of few doctors I've talked to about this, because this is something personally that I really have, is a vitamin D deficiency, they say. And then they go, oh, no, it's not you, it's everyone. Like, it says that humanity, we don't get enough vitamin D.
Hmm. Right.
Like for the doctor. And the other thing that I really like to talk about is no shirt, no shoes, no service signs.
Oh, those are always good to talk about, and that's what the latest video or the latest meme on Twitter that got us in the trending area is the official background. That it's funny how a lot of the people that hate on us say that we're lying, but all we have to do is keep pushing the truth out there; it'll come. Enough people will see it eventually.
Right. Well,
because
those are the same people that don't want to look it up for themselves.
Exactly. So if we just bombard them, then eventually some of those people will look at it.
Right.
The way I've got it worked out, those signs come from the 50s or 60s when they did not want barefoot or hippies or blacks in their stores. And then there was a legal case that came out. And from that legal case is where we got those signs. but it's not a policy. It's mm-hmm. not anything they can
It's nothing.
Enforce. Yeah, it's just a sign.
Right.
Like I could print one up. How, I thought about this. I thought about printing up signs that say, no shoes, no shirts, no problems, and putting it up over the other sign.
Right.
To see if it gets any notice.
Right.
I haven't done it.
Although you
want to
be careful with that because you don't want people to. Right. But you don't want to do it on a business, though, because unfortunately they could consider that graffiti or vandalism if they really wanted to push the issue. That's the only problem. You just got to dispute the. Yeah. Oh, I see where you're saying, though, and I understand the impulse. Like, really? What can I do with this?
Like, get the piece of paper. Like, look at your sign. I have one, too.
Right, right. When I asked one person one time, he brought it up outside, they said, oh, so you like to break the law? They were like, wait, what? No. And I'm like, no. I said, you're discriminating against me right now. I said, if you want to call the police, I'll press my own form of charges. He said, I got this. And it was a whole thing. I ended up just getting what I needed to get now, but I was like, nope. So you just like breaking the law,
yeah.
Huh?
I've had some.
I'm like, that's what you're accusing me of, except I'm right.
I had a McDonald's mm-hmm. wait until we were done our meal. Had a huge group in there and ordered multiple things. And then as we're heading out, then they called the police.
Mm.
Like, really?
Of course, they wanted to get their money and not cause a fuss. You're already leaving. So what reason do you have to say, well, I'm just going to stay anyway?
So why would they call the police
as
you're leaving? Did they tell you to sit back down and wait for the cops?
They told me that I couldn't be served anymore, and I was trying to buy, like, one more sundae. I was like, I've been in your store. We've been eating. You're going to tell me now I can't be in here with no shoes? I walked in, all of us. Like, there's six people here. But four of them are children, but that doesn't matter. There's six people here who have been barefoot. You can't tell me you didn't eat it or nothing. You know, we've
mm-hmm.
all walked up to this
mm-hmm.
counter for other things, and now it's an issue?
Yeah.
See, I love asking, instead of just going right to argument mode, I just love asking, my first question is always, so what is your reason as to why I can't be in here? And let them divulge the fake news so that you can educate them. And with that, because they'll either say you're going to drop something on your foot, or they're going to tell you that it's against the health department, and either of those you can easily debunk. You don't want to go right into argue mode right away. You want to, if they say, well, it's the health department, and then you can get them to say, okay, so you don't personally have an issue with me. It's just that you're worried the health department is going to fire you, right? And when they say yes,
right.
And then you say, okay, so if you knew there was no issue with the health department, you would have no issue with me, right? And they would say, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Then you bust
smart.
Out the letter from the health department
like
and go, here you go.
Right. Oh, yeah. I always like letting people, like, catch themselves on their, what they're saying, because I'm like, you just proved yourself wrong. Thank you. I didn't even have to do it, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, I didn't even have to do any work. You just did it yourself.
That would be a great TikTok to have if I could mock the confrontation, just how to deal with it. I'll tell them to mock, but just a way to deal with confrontation. That's another. Look, y'all are giving me great ideas.
Well, and don't you have
right.
other members in your area? I was hoping there would be a meetup this year.
I've tried meetups before in the past, but, like, I remember I think it was Octavia or something. I can't remember the exact person.
Yeah.
And it just turned out we were really, like, pretty far apart in getting schedules together. It didn't work. I'm not against it. I'm willing to try again, by all means. It just that.
Well, there's others out there, so, and the thing is, too, is that we all have that ability to try to bring members into our group. It's not just related to me to find members. So we can go
mm-hmm.
to Craigslist, there's probably Craigslist for every city. If not, you can always start one or offer up. You can start a group and then bring up stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do something like anybody in the this and such area, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I had them.
Yeah, I know. And there's a few. There's one, like I've said before, there's a barefoot, like a super barefoot friendly town here near me that I like to go to just because I know I'm not going to have any issues out of it. And I think that'd be a great place to like, go canvas. I need to do some more canvassing, I think, to bring people to the group from there. Because I'm betting we could do.
I'm pretty good at getting positive reactions. I've had a few people ask me why and had some good conversations. And then I've had a lot of, they don't even acknowledge it. And I'm okay with that. I'm going about my day.
Right.
I don't even acknowledge your shoes, so you don't have to acknowledge my shoes. You know?
Right. Well, and you can sound, and you sound like you're probably a lot like me. When you go in somewhere, you're just confident in it. And that's what I find has been my biggest key is confidence. When you're confident, people generally don't even want to say anything to you about it because they're like, I mean, it's like they can sense that they're just like,
clearly
it's not, you know what I mean? It's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And I think where I'm talking about, like, there's a lot of people because you can go in literally any store. Nobody says a word in the entire area. Like, it's just... Not everybody goes barefoot, but, like, they won't say anything about it at all. I've never had one issue ever in my life. Like, since I was a kid, I used to hang out there, and my parents, they always knew they couldn't keep me in shoes. Like, it just didn't work for me. It's like, it's just not going to happen. So I think that's part of why we spent so much time there, too, and it's a little hippie town here in Ohio. So it's just, I think we could do a lot of, we could all do a lot of good there, and then, we could, I just lost my complete train of thought there. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
It happened. Fortunately for me in the town I live in, I moved here about 5 years ago, and that's when I really found barefoot is legal and I just embraced this lifestyle.
Yeah.
I've been barefoot since a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know that it was, there's no walls or any health codes. Once I found that out, I was like, buy shoes.
There's nothing to stop you once you have that knowledge. And that's what we're about is spreading that knowledge and sharing the word, because once you have that, it empowers people to know, like, what are you really going to do?
It was freeing.
Realistically, what are the negative implications for me to stick up for myself on this matter? There's nothing anyone can do, and they can try, but as long as, you know. And my favorite thing, too, is, like, the I turn on the honey. Like, when people try to say something, I just still act sweet and calm and kind. And then that way, if they're sitting there screaming at me, I'm like, one that looks like the idiot, buddy. Like, I'm just sitting here minding my own business, being kind and considerate, and you're screaming at me. Like, who's the idiot?
Where they've confronted me, and I've been like, shouldn't you be worried about the mask that you want to mandate instead of my
feet? Yeah. Mine is, I always go to the tube, like, well, you know, where's your shoes? And I'm like, well, I don't have a helmet or gloves on either. Is that okay? I'm not protecting everything, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen in our local grocery store, I've seen, you know, girls running around in, like, short, skimpy shirts and their bikini top, but they've got those flip-flops on, so they're okay. And I can be like, right, and I'll wear my leggings, like, that go down to my calves and usually t-shirts, sometimes tank tops, but, I mean, I'm whatever. And they want to say something about, like, feet. I'm like, wait a minute now. Did you see what just walked by me? Like, but I'm the problem. I'm a problem. You know, so.
Yeah, but that's because we haven't done our proper job with education, though. So, Ed, you
which is
unfortunately,
why we're out there to
do whether
it.
We want to admit it or not, the social stigma against us is huge, and it's our job, if we want this bad enough, to make this a normal thing. Mm-hmm. If we don't want it, then the stigma continues.
Which is why
until enough of us decide that this is stupid, and we're normal people, then we're going to have this until enough of us decide that it's enough.
Get off your father. Yeah, last weekend when we went to CPM, I yelled at my kids. You probably heard me yell at my kids. I've muted it for the rest of the
day. Oh, you're good. That's me. I have four kids, too, so I get it.
But when we went up to see family for Thanksgiving, we went out of state, and we met some in the Walmart there. We were shopping. And her daughter was like, y'all don't have shoes on. And I said, I know. It's amazing. You should try it. And her mom just laughed. It was my niece. She just laughed at me. And then my aunt and uncle, who stayed at our campsite, we had to go to the store, and they were like, you're not going to make the kids put shoes on? I said, No, I'm not. Okay. You know, if they want to, I leave my children
that choice. I give my kids the choice.
But I don't.
I'm like, if you want to put your shoes on, put them on. If you don't, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's like
I
asking
it's
people, aren't you
going to
wear your hat?
Huh?
Right.
It's
my
like
too, and I think it's always funny, too. Like, I get
hat?
The... Yeah. I'm like, that's what I said. I'm like, I'm not wearing a helmet or gloves either. Like, what's the point? Like, or when they ask me where your shoes are, and I always like to look and be like, oh, my God, where did they go? They were just here. Oh, wait, no, they weren't.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I just always like...
Yeah,
oh,
where's your cot
oh,
piece? Somebody might kick your front hole. You better have your cot piece on.
Right. One of my favorites, too, was the time where I was like, I literally, they were like, where are your shoes? I was like, what are shoes? And they looked at me like, does this chick really not know what they are? And I'm like, I literally just played dumb the whole time. I'm like, what is that? Like, I don't know what those are. I couldn't tell if I was serious.
Maybe that's
like,
a video, and then you can have the other person say, well, see, I have flip-flops. These are going to protect me from something falling on my foot.
Oh, that was
right.
Great.
Until the toes roll up under
and
you die.
I loved it. When people pull me out flip-flops, I literally was at the school once, and I had barefoot sandals on because I think they're cute. And they were like, those aren't shoes. And I said, what's a shoe? And they said, a flip-flop. And I said, oh, so if I flip this from the top of my foot and put it on the bottom of my foot, so there's a little distance between my foot and the floor, then it's a shoe. They were just scratching their hair.
Yeah.
I said, that's exactly what a flip-flop is.
Exactly. People, I'm like, okay, the ignorance of some people.
Yeah.
That, I don't know about y'all, but if you've ever even put on those cheap flip-flops, man, they roll up under your toes. I'm more likely to hurt myself with those on than without them. You know,
like,
I am more likely to trip and break my ankle. I can't tell you. I've twisted ankles trying to wear those things before, like years and years ago when I actually thought I cared for a minute. I don't know what that phase was about, but, you know, we all go through them.
I realized we
got about 90 seconds left, and we don't want Audrey's time to shut off so that the next show comes on. So can everybody let everybody know where the Instagram and the TikTok is?
Okay, so for TikTok,
Instagram is Real Barefoot. We're both going.
Go ahead. Okay, I'll go. For TikTok,
right.
You can find
Instagram
us at
Real Barefoot
is Legal, too, on TikTok. And follow us. Go check out our website, barefootislegal.com. And our Instagram.
It's barefoot
is
legal.
Is Real Barefoot is Legal. I'm trying to find the outro now, right now, guys. Okay? We'll talk more on this another time, hopefully. And I...
And both of you need to get with me so we could set up appointments to talk off air.
Yep. It was
nice
talking
with you
guys.
We'll get that figured out for sure. All right.
All right.
Talk to
you soon.
All right. We'll talk later, guys. Bye. Bye. Oh, my God.
So just hang up whenever you're ready.
Yep, my mouse is, on it. There we go. There it is. All right, folks.